Splash. The stories making waves in the sports world. The Splash.
Get him all coming.
The Splash, brought to you by Presidential Pools, Arizona's number one pool builder. See why at presidentialpools.com.
We start the Splash for Monday, June 14th with this. The Phoenix Suns are not messing around. Suns got 71 points from their backcourt, 37 from Chris Paul, 34 from Devin Booker. They held off a feisty Denver Nuggets team, 125-118, to complete their four-game sweep, and they advanced to the Western Conference Finals for the 10th time in franchise history, first time since their last playoff appearance in 2010. The Nuggets jumped out to a 2-0 lead in the game on a Nikola Jokic layup, but the Suns answered with seven straight points, never trailed again. Suns led by eight late in the third when a frustrated Jokic took a swipe at Cameron Payne after not getting a call under the basket. Referees determined that the foul met the criteria for a flagrant penalty two, and Denver's MVP was ejected from the game. Suns answered immediately with a run that built the lead to 16, but the Nuggets didn't quit. They actually got to within 4 points in the fourth. They outscored the Suns after Jokic's ejection by a point, 43-42, but Chris Paul, simply amazing. Nine straight mid-range jump shots over a span of the second and third quarters. 13 points in the fourth to seal the deal. Suns off now for at least a week and will await the winner of the Utah Clippers
series. What a great break for them. And let's talk again about the MVP debate.
Yeah, it wasn't close in this series.
Well,
and
no,
I know it means nothing to the voters.
Yeah, but for what Jokic did, I mean, that's just nonsense.
Look, Friday night, he snapped. He got a technical. I thought he towed the line on how far he could push the referees in that game. He got away with it. Yesterday, and we'll get into this a lot more in detail, he snapped again. It was behavior not befitting an MVP.
Not a good look. Nope, and he's going to have to wear that.
Yeah, he's going to have to wear that.
Same with the MVP voters.
Yeah. And I brought it up last week, if this series was planting a seed of doubt in any of the MVP voters' minds, and if they hadn't had that doubt before yesterday, they might now. The Clippers-Utah series resumes tonight in L.A., Jazz up 2-1. They've played this series, Utah has, without all-star point guard Mike Conley. Donovan Mitchell aggravated an ankle injury in Game 3, won by the Clippers on Saturday. Mitchell says he'll be ready to go for tonight's Game 4. That tips off at 7 o'clock Arizona time from Staples Center. So a lot more interested eyes in the Valley watching the rest of that series, obviously.
And may it go long. Seven games would be great.
Yep. That game will be preceded by Game 4 of the Eastern Conference semifinals in Atlanta, with the Hawks hosting Philadelphia. Sixers have a 2-1 lead after a 16-point Friday night win in Game 3. That game tips off at 4:30. Yesterday, the Bucks even their Eastern Conference semifinal series at 2-2. They beat the Nets 107-96. Giannis Antetokounmpo paced the Bucks with 34 points, 12 rebounds, and the Nets lost Kyrie Irving to an ankle injury, the severity of which is not yet known. Nets had already been playing without All-Star James Harden, who injured his hamstring earlier in the postseason. So depending on what those tests show and what those results, what they say from the Nets training staff, could be a different-looking postseason in the Eastern Conference.
And you got to wonder whether they're even going to get out of this round against the Bucks, if that's the case.
The Bucks have played really intense defense over the last two games. They've held that team, even on the last game, under 100 points, and that was with Kyrie Irving on the floor. So, the Bucks got their wake-up call, we'll say that. For as high as the Suns are, the D-backs, they continue to sink to new lows. John Duplantier got racked for six runs over an inning and a third, and the Angels waltzed to a 10-3 win at Chase Field. D-backs' 10th consecutive loss. They've now had two double-digit losing streaks this year in the first 66 games. They're 20-46, three games behind Baltimore for their worst record in the majors, and now they're back on the road where they've lost 19 straight games against the best team in the National League, the San Francisco Giants, for the next three. Matt Peacock gets the start for the D-backs against Alex Wood. First pitch is at 6:45. Pregame coverage starts at 6 on 98.7 FM Arizona Sports Station. Between the on-field product and the Mike Hazen situation with his family,
it feels so bad for Mike.
It's a low point for the franchise, and that that news came out after we got off the air on Friday. So just thoughts to the Hazen family, because that's not something that anybody wants to deal with.
It's a nightmare.
The Mercury fell to the New York Liberty in the WNBA last night, 85-83. They've lost three straight. They hit the road for back-to-back games against the LA Sparks on Wednesday and Friday. Novak Djokovic rallied from two sets down to beat Stefanos Tsitsipas in the final of the French Open for his 19th Grand Slam title. Listen to this, Bick.
Yeah.
Between Djokovic, Federer, and Nadal, that trio has combined to win 60 of the last 73 majors since the beginning of 2003, including 16 of the last 17. Unseeded Barbara Krejcikova of the Czech Republic won the women's title and the doubles title at Roland Garros. Good weekend for her.
Great weekend for Novak Djokovic, even giving his racket to that young fan.
That kid
kind
freaked out.
Kind of softened up his image a little bit, which is good. He needed that.
A little bit. And it might last until the next time he puts his foot in his mouth.
Well,
or does
that
something
won't be
dumb.
Long. Yeah, that's a good point.
And the Arizona Wildcats have punched their ticket to the College Baseball World Series. They crushed Mississippi 16-3 in the third and deciding game of the Super Regional in Tucson to join the field of eight teams heading to Omaha. NC State, Texas, Tennessee, Stanford, Vanderbilt have also clinched berths with two more teams to be determined today. Mississippi State taking on Notre Dame and Dallas Baptist against Virginia to fill out the field. So saw somebody tweet this over the weekend. Outside of football and men's basketball, it's been a great year for Arizona Wildcats athletics. And it really has. There's no debating that.
Right.
They've had a lot of success. There you go. There's your splash for Monday, June 14th.